books around these days, it can be quite difficult to pick which book to read next. And every month we're joined by Catherine Lana from Browsers Bookshop in Woodbridge, who gives us a helpful suggestion. The idea is that we sort of all read it at the same time. If you've been reading last month's book, you've got a review for us, we'd love to hear about it. Do get in touch. You know the number is 01473 212121. Also got a Facebook page dedicated to the group as well. Give you more information on that shortly. But Catherine, hello.
Hello.
So the book that we've been looking at this week, obviously I'm sure Leslie's read it from cover to cover, but I didn't know I was going to be in her seat today, so I haven't, I'm afraid.
You were reading something else instead.
It's something entirely different. So just remind us what the book was.
The book is called The Children Act, and it's by Ian McEwan, who's written a number of novels, and I think they're all quite different. He's an amazing writer. And this one is one I've read fairly recently and read again to talk about today. And it doesn't lose anything in being read twice, which is always a good recommendation.
That's a good sign,
I think.
Yeah. Yes.
So it's about a High Court judge. She's called Fiona Hayes, and she presides over family court. And the situations that she faces each day are all quite fraught. Anyway, they've got moral and ethical dilemmas that she has to settle. But she's got a very good reputation for being fair and wise, really, clear in her judgment. But her family situation herself isn't great. She hasn't got children of her own. And her husband has just announced that he wants to embark on an affair. Graciously, he tells her that he wants to do so.
Oh, that's nice.
And expects to get her blessing in some way. So anyway, this is a really quite difficult situation.
Sure.
And she's still got to continue in her work, presiding over family cases and giving these difficult decisions. And we have this snapshot of her life where she's... there are various different cases that we're hearing about, but then there's this life and death situation where she's told that a 17-year-old boy is battling leukemia and urgently requires a blood transfusion to save his life, but his parents are Jehovah's Witnesses and they're forbidding that he should have this transfusion. So the court has to step in, and she hears all the legal arguments, and well, then she decides that she's going to meet the boy himself. He's 17, so he's almost of an age where he can make a decision for himself. So she goes to the hospital to meet him. And there it takes on a different tack. She makes a relationship with this boy and makes a decision. But all along, we're told the story from her perspective, and from a female perspective, but it's a male author. And it's really... It has such integrity, I think. You really believe that you're hearing that female voice, and you believe in her as a character, and you learn of all the details in her life. And it isn't mundane. You know, everything about her life is so interesting because it's an insight into certainly a world that I don't know much about, the legal situation and being a High Court judge and the pressures that you might have.
So at no point do you get a sense that it's a woman's point of view from a man's perspective?
No, because sometimes you do get that, don't you?
Yeah.
Think, oh, this author's trying to be clever, but actually that doesn't add up or whatever. But this doesn't. I really believe in her, and I also really believe in her role as a judge. It really feels like an insight into that world, and as such it is fascinating. So even mundane details about what she's called, who her staff are, who gets her coffee, everything seems very vivid and very real. And then there are snapshots too about the decisions that she has to make, so instances of custody cases or parents rivaling where the child should go to school and how the court has been involved in making that decision. All these little things are stacked up in the story.
So if you were putting this on display in the bookshop and it was listed in terms of genre, where would this fall, do you think?
It is fiction,
right.
But it feels very well researched. He's obviously taken time to immerse himself in that world, read memoirs perhaps of other judges, talk to people to get a real sense of that world, I think, and it comes over very vividly in the novel. So you're reading it as fiction, as a story, but you're getting a sense of that real world, and perhaps anybody who's interested in the legal side of things might want to find out more, I think, because you've got that sense of somebody else's life.
I must say, you've sold it to me. We've had a review come through as well, so we'll have a look at that. But first, we'll just get some travel news.
Travel news from BBC Radio Suffolk.
And I believe it's Bill with the latest.
Yes, as ever. Hi there, Sarah. Well, we had lots of things going on outside the county, but they very quickly cleared, I'm glad to say. Maddingley Road in Cambridge has now reopened after an accident. The same for the northbound M11 exit slip road at Junction 13. That's now back to normal. The latest on the A12 for the Colchester to bypass, that's now just been reopened as well. So around the county, across our stretch, all looking okay, actually. You've got Nacton Road closed off on the southbound stretch in Ipswich. We'll keep an eye on that. Painshill, of course, still has those temperature traffic lights for the A140 in Sonham. And that's the latest from BBC Radio Suffolk Travel.
Keeping the county moving. BBC Radio Suffolk. BBC Radio Suffolk. The Mark Murphy Show. Weekdays from 9.
People do behave better when there are pets around for some reason. I don't really know why. Dogs do de-stress humans.
There's a professor in California who's done quite a large study in this, and he says that it could boost productivity, it de-stresses, and people with a history of pet ownership are likely to release oxytocin, the love hormone, apparently. I'm just looking at my colleague Sally, who's got a dog, and are you releasing oxytocin this morning?
I wasn't aware I was.
We're in a jolly mood today, so maybe you are and you didn't even realise.
It's the Mark Murphy Show, weekdays from 9, BBC Radio Suffolk.
And Mark will be back in his rightful place tomorrow. He's been off for a couple of days poorly, and he's given it to Leslie as well, wouldn't you just know it, who's off poorly this afternoon, which is why I've stepped in. But we're talking Leslie's Readers, the monthly on-air book group, and the book is an Ian McEwan book, The Children Act. Now, Catherine's been chatting about it, Catherine Lana from Browsers Bookshop in Woodbridge, and it sounds to me like a very good read, something that I would definitely like. We've had a review come through, which we're very grateful for, from Sophie at Suffolk Libraries, who says she normally loves Ian McEwan's shorter novels. The stories, they're haunting, and they deal with big philosophical ideas in a really precise and sparing way. Didn't enjoy The Children Act quite as well as she did some of his other books. The issues around morality that the story raises are dealt with less ambiguously than in those earlier novels, and I felt that rather than asking questions, McEwan was answering them. So she sort of says a good read, but not one of his best.
I think that's quite interesting, actually, because I agree with her in that it isn't ambiguous. There aren't questions raised because we're hearing the judge's perspective. It's what view she's giving us. And actually, the book ties up quite nicely at the end as well. There are various things that are addressed. I won't tell you what they are in case you want to read them. but it gave me quite a satisfaction in that, because it was very tidy. So you weren't left hanging. You didn't have to probe too much. But I found that satisfying. And also, because it was such a tidy book, it was such a snapshot of this woman's life, this particular period, I felt as though I could carry on reading about her. So it left me wanting more knowledge about her. You know, I could have read a much bigger book. Sure. So it left me wanting more in that respect, rather than probing the questions that were being raised. But it is a good point that she's raising. I do agree.
So marks out of 10, are we giving it marks out of 10?
Out of 10?
10 being the best?
I'd give it a 9.
Oh, that's high praise indeed. Yes, it does. It sounds like a fantastic book. So if people want to read it, The Children Act by Ian McEwan is the book that we featured last month, and available from anywhere pretty much.
Yeah, it's paperback now. So, right. Yeah. It's easily available, $7.99, $8.99, something like that.
Excellent.
And libraries, of course.
Of course. We'll talk about this month's recommendation after a piece of music. This is Candy.